All right, back again talking some more hockey, this time with the Gloucester High School hockey coach, Derek Geary. And, Coach, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, it's been so weird. You guys started off like a house of fire. And let me just remind people that, let's see, I think you guys are 6-2-0, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So, and then you had a little slip there, lost a couple of games in a row, a couple of tight ones, and then bounced right back. But you've been idle for a while. So, Coach, catch me up a little bit in the last, week and a half or 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because we didn't play our best against Marblehead and Maskenomet, although all credit to them for beating us fair and square. And then I just felt like we turned a corner and flicked the switch there and played a great game against Danvers, very tough Danvers team, and then played a tricky Saugus team where their goalie made 46 saves, I think.
Whoa.
So I just felt like we had really figured out some things with our personnel and our chemistry, and the team had momentum. And we're all set to play Maskenomet. I really felt good going into that game, and then we got tripped up with the COVID that came into the program.
Well, that set things back, and it's one of the best races I've seen in years, Derek. With the the top four schools just with two losses apiece, and it's remarkable how everybody has beaten everybody else.
Right, and I think Danvers, especially, is better than their record. So, and Beverly has obviously had a really strong year. So, yeah, it's a great conference this year. And it's a shame we haven't had any fans in the stands to appreciate it.
What's that like for you personally, Coach? Because I did the one game there, and then I couldn't do any more. It just didn't work out. But it was such a strange thing looking across the ice, from the bench side. But if you look on the ice, you couldn't tell it was a different product. The product on ice was excellent. It was a great game. And then, but like I said, you look in the stand. So what's it like personally going through for you? Is it sort of like a scrimmage maybe, or I don't know, what are your feelings?
No, that hasn't, the games have felt the same in terms of intensity. I just think it's fun. I know it's fun for the kids, especially to have the energy of, fans in the stands. So it adds just a special spice to the events. But, I don't think, it certainly hasn't felt like scrimmaging or any kind of loss of quality.
Right.
In the actual games.
Okay.
And it's just, number 36 on a long list of things that have, been kind of a drag with COVID.
That's understating it, yeah. But I tell you, I talked to one coach, I can't remember who it was, but he was saying that, ordinarily you don't get to scout teams, and so on, but with all this video coverage now, you're able to look at some of these games and go over it with a fine tooth, comb here. So have you been able to look at any games online?
I do. I'm not a data freak, with high school hockey, but sure. I mean, I'm mostly looking at our own games, which is great that we have the convenience to have those filmed in pretty good quality. It's nice to have the availability that we do have.
KPN Live does a great job, and even when you do the stop action, you can see things. Jim Capillo does a fantastic job with that. So I could see where that would benefit you with your own kids. So that makes sense. Yeah. Now, Derek, tell me a little bit about the offense you guys have, because the one game I did see, and I've been seeing a few other games on video. Boy, you got some. Everybody knows Jack Costanzo, and that first line is doing so well, but you got a freshman who came out of nowhere in my mind. I'm sure you knew about him, but Emerson Marshall, he's a scoring machine.
Oh, he's much more than that. He's a complete player. He's incredibly strong for a freshman. Plays the complete game. Yeah, he's a force. We knew how good he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that but for sure, it's just been a question of how to balance him with Jack, you know, whether they play together, whether we separate them. But it's been, he's a force and a great kid too.
Well, that's great to hear. Another thing that I noticed, and I haven't seen, you know, the games in person, but you've got pretty good depth, coach. And of course, if it were a normal long season, that would play well. You know, I guess you have such a young team that's good for the future.
We hope. You never know what the makeup will be. I mean, kids can go to other schools, etc. We've had that happen. Of course, every school has had that happen. We're excited about the future. I feel like the culture and the whole program has really been working hard for the last couple of years to really just kind of build on each year.
Mm-hmm.
And next year I've been with this particular class for 5 years because I had them in middle school as well.
Right.
So Costanzo's class would be seniors next year, and there will be a number of kids in that class. So it will be a special year in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And hopefully the results will be what we want as well.
But you know what I was hoping
for? I know that.
What I was hoping for, Derek, and it ain't going to happen, but you know, the Cape Ann League is having it. They're having a mini tournament within their league, and I was just looking the way the four teams are bunched together in both leagues, really. It would be so cool to have like a double elimination tournament and then have the conferences play each other, you know. But
you're awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, fantasy land. But
Rick,
now you guys, when will you be back on the ice? Because the season in terms of football coming up, hockey season has to come to a close here pretty quickly.
Yeah, it seems to be day to day, but I think we're penciled in for a practice on Saturday, and then we're going to play one game against Danvers on Sunday.
All right, and that's finish up with your arch rival. That'll be cool. Well, Derek, if I ask you to look back on the year, and you're still in the middle of it, of course, and close to it, but if you reflect on this year, what are one or two of the takeaways that you could come up with in terms of how the season has gone, considering this incredible national emergency?
I think it was great. I think you have to look at the positives. I mean, there was all the thought in the world that we wouldn't even get to play a single game or practice. You know, we, of course, had some bad luck over the last couple of weeks, but we're very grateful that we got to play. And it was a young team that got to have a lot of amazing experiences, even in the short season. Including that thriller, as usual. We played against Danvers, so that will be a nice one to finish with. So I feel like even though it's a bridge season, we've gotten a lot of good experience for a young team. And I think that we'll be better because of it and look forward to whatever comes our way.
Finally, I think one of the things I was reflecting on was that in a normal season, you get a lot of feedback. Kids talk to you, parents talk to you, people like me talk to you about this game or that game and how things are going. Have you still had any of that kind of social contact with, you know, in terms of how the outside world is following Gloucester High School hockey?
Well, I think the hardest thing about COVID from my perspective has been the lack of a locker room, the lack of any real time before practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been more challenging to make connections with kids and really have the one-on-one discussions that I normally would have. And so that's been that's number one on my list of drags about the COVID season. But as I say, I think overall the attitude has been great and the resiliency of the kids has been really fantastic.
All right, and one more game to go. That's Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.